Radio Prague News.
Members of the Czech government have welcomed news of the death of Osama bin Laden. The mayor of Prague was sent a letter containing TNT last month, the weekly Euro reports, and the first round of newly implemented leaving exams has begun in secondary schools around the country. Members of the Czech government have roundly welcomed news of the death of Osama bin Laden, killed by U.S. Special Forces Sunday evening. Prime Minister Petr Nečas called the death of the al-Qaeda leader an important milestone in the fight against terrorism and the struggle for a safer world. The death, he said, was a signal to those who lack respect for the law and human life that they will not go unpunished. Minister of Foreign Affairs Carl Schwarzenberg sent his congratulations to the United States and noted that while the primary villain had been defeated, the struggle against terrorism would continue for decades. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra said bin Laden's killing was an important act that showed that justice is inevitable, no matter how slow in coming. Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda was sent an envelope containing TNT last month, the weekly Euro writes. The envelope is also reported to have contained photographs of the mayor's wife and child, who someone had followed for a day. Police confirmed the report, though declined to give further information. Mr. Svoboda has been the target of anonymous attacks since last December, when he received text messages threatening his child and the tires of his wife's car were slashed. The first round of newly implemented leaving exams has begun in secondary schools around the country. On Monday, 62 schools began oral exams. Written exams will be held from May 30th. The new exams include Czech and a second subject, either mathematics or foreign language. Students must then take other tests in common subjects. The system of secondary school leaving exams has been in preparation for 14 years and has been the topic of much disagreement. Mock exams held last October resulted in exceptionally high fail rates. About a third of the 80,000 species of plants and animals in the Czech Republic are at risk of eventual extinction, the Environment Ministry reports. According to a conservation status inventory compiled by the ministry, only one-fifth of the species monitored have a status of least concern. Among the hundreds of species that have already disappeared are 627 invertebrates, 22 vertebrates, 118 higher plants, and 84 types of mushroom. Already endangered species have suffered particular decline, with the number of critically endangered plants and animals doubling between 1979 and the year 2000 to roughly 500. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and daytime highs of around 18 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.